y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up!
This Chris Brown, I've officially joined the Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up? It's the Breakfast Club. I'm Angela Yee. And I think that DJ Envy is up here somewhere. There he is. Hey, what's up, DJ Envy?
What's
I had
up,
a feeling
Yeezy?
He was here.
What's up?
And I know Charlamagne is on the way. Now, I'm a little tired today. I actually went to the Brooklyn Nets game yesterday. They were playing the Clippers.
You stayed the whole game?
I stayed the whole game.
Oh, you seen Doc Winters?
Yes, I saw Doc Winters get ejected from the game.
How was that up close? Now, Doc Winters...
Rivers. I mean, Doc Rivers.
Winters?
Why? Oh, Doc Winters is
one of our bosses.
I'm listening to you.
No,
yes.
Doc
Rivers.
Doc Rivers is the coach of the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yes, he did towards the end.
He wilded out.
It was a very intense game. I'm not going to lie. The whole beginning of the game, it didn't look like the Nets were going to win. But then all of a sudden, they came back and it went into double overtime.
Who won?
The Nets.
Oh, the Nets did win.
Yes, the Nets
did
win.
He was wilding out. It looks like if he got to that ref, he was going to F that ref up.
Mm-hmm.
He was going crazy. The players were holding him back.
They called it technical, and I guess he didn't agree with it.
Yeah, they called it tech. He tried to implement a trap where they get two players to trap a player, and the refs called a foul. He didn't agree with the foul, and then they gave him a technical, and then he just spazzed out, wild out.
Yeah. They missed three out of those four free throws anyway, but that game could have been over a lot sooner.
Right.
But shout out to the Brooklyn Nets. We had a great time.
Okay. All right.
Last night.
Shout out to Kevin Lyles. Kevin Lyles is an executive in the industry. He's with Atlantic Records. He also manages Ty Dolla $ign. He manages Trey Songz and a host of others.
He still works at Atlantic? I didn't even know that.
Well, he's actually one of the owners of 300, which is the label that has Young Thug, Migos, and a host of others. He's doing this event with Verizon, where if you are a rapper, it gives you a chance to get on. So he had he kicked it off yesterday with London on the Beat, and it was a dope thing that he did yesterday. He opened it up for a lot of people. If you are a rapper or you are a musician, you could possibly get heard. He'll give you a singles deal. You have a chance to have your single heard. A Boogie performed last night. So it was a dope event last night in the city. And I've been running around all day. When I say I haven't slept yet.
Yeah, and you probably haven't showered.
I ain't got to put my personal business out there like that.
Because it's not personal when a whole room can smell you.
Can you smell me? You can't smell me. I took a bird bath. I had some baby wipes. I wiped in between my crotch area.
Okay.
I did under my arms.
In between the taint. Is that what that's called?
I don't know. But I did the bat wings, the taint, and everything down there.
Okay.
I did under my arms. I put some deodorant on, and I sprayed some good some cologne.
Perfect. Oh, and I did lip service yesterday. Cardi B actually came through.
How was that? I did it yesterday too. Well, not your lip service, but I did my podcast yesterday.
Did you?
I did my podcast yesterday as well.
Yeah, so you had Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon, yeah, a lot of fun. Nick Cannon opened up about a whole lot of things. Like, we really went deep into his relationships and why some of his relationships didn't work. It was real
therapy.
Interesting.
Yeah. I actually saw you and Gia when you guys were leaving from interviewing Nick Cannon. I said, Gia, did you give him some therapy? I know he needs some help. He seems like he's so hurt.
That sounds like some sex. Did you give him some therapy? Yeah, we had a conversation.
Therapy does not equal sex, Envy. What is wrong with
did
you?
Did you give him some therapy? That sounds
I'm
so
just saying,
sexual.
He's always like, I don't want to be in a relationship and da-da-da-da-da.
He still says that.
He has a baby on the way.
Yeah, he still says that.
He just got out of a marriage. You know, I'm sure he's going through a lot. He's been in and out of the hospital.
Yeah. It was a lot. It was a long day. Then I kicked it with Post Malone yesterday. He's doing good. He has a new album coming out December 9th. I also kicked it with Tech N9ne. Independent artist. Yeah, kicked it with him. It was a lot going on yesterday. But let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to talk about the Powerball jackpot. Now, I saw this yesterday. We'll tell you who was the winner for this $421 million Powerball jackpot.
Damn, I didn't play. All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about the Powerball ticket. I forgot to play. I didn't even play.
You're not going to do sports?
There was no sports. We only do football. There was no football game last night.
You guys don't do that. The Brooklyn Nets had a double overtime game and none of that?
You went to the game. That's why you're so excited, okay? The Brooklyn Nets won. Doc Rivers almost got into a huge fight. He was ejected. Go
they beat
Nets.
The Clippers.
All right, now go.
All right. $421 million Powerball jackpot was claimed by 20 co-workers in Tennessee. They work at a metal manufacturing plant, and they're going to split that.
Mm-hmm.
So the cash value is $254 million. That ticket matched all six Powerball numbers. Congratulations to them. How come we never go in up here together and get some tickets?
We should. We absolutely positively
should. I
don't
trust you guys. That's why.
No, but we could just photocopy.
I feel like if we won, somebody would be super quiet about it.
No, you have to photocopy the ticket. And
whoever has the original ticket holds on to what I feel like.
No, you're legally bound. Once you photocopy that picture and
you
send it to
them. Once you photocopy it?
Once you take a picture of it and you send it out and say, this is our ticket, you're legally bound. That happens all the time.
We just have to make sure we take a picture.
But we all know who we don't want to have the ticket. Well, maybe it's me. Maybe you don't want me to have a ticket.
We definitely don't want you to have
a
ticket.
Yeah, you don't want it. Yeah, you
gotta keep. Why didn't Envy come to work today? Is he in the back?
Yeah,
he's not here?
That's exactly what would happen. Now, let's talk about Thanksgiving meal that went bad.
Whoa, now this went tragically bad. It was in Northern California. It was a Thanksgiving meal sponsored by a church. Three people died and five others were sick. There were more than 800 people that came to eat at the Golden Hills Community Church's annual event. And it was
what did they serve?
Number of local restaurants and volunteers and nonprofit organizations all combined together to serve these 800 people. Well, eight people got sick. They said the symptoms were characteristic of food poisoning, and three of those people who were admitted into the center never recovered.
My goodness.
That is awful.
My goodness. Who did the cooking?
It was a combined effort.
A combined
from local
effort.
Restaurants,
oh,
from
my
volunteers.
Goodness.
And, yeah.
That's not too good.
And last story, this really would make you cry. I don't know if I should tell you this morning because it's going to ruin your day.
Go.
Aaliyah Thompson, she was only 10 weeks old, and she died. And a man in Maryland has pleaded guilty in sex abuse case of this 10-week-old.
What you mean sex abuse?
Apparently, he sexually.
He tried to have sex with a 10-week-old?
Now he
Who is this man? Is he the father?
His name is, yes, Robert Davidson from Rockville, Maryland. He pleaded guilty to the sexual abuse and killing of his 10-week-old girl. She suffered severe trauma, a broken collarbone, 34 rib fractures,
sheesh,
and injuries that occurred at least three times. He's facing up to 50 years in jail.
F 50 years in jail. He shouldn't be on this earth.
Disgusting.
He's not needed on this earth. He's somebody that he does not need to get released. He does not need to be in jail. His life shouldn't be existent.
Absolutely.
Like, there
disgusting.
Is no way in hell that he should be on this earth. No way in hell.
All right.
My goodness. 10 weeks old?
10 weeks old. 34 rib fractures.
That's 2.5 months old. That's a little baby. That like a little baby. He's not even turned over yet.
Your own
baby
daughter.
Can't even sleep on his back yet. My effing goodness.
10 weeks.
10 weeks, that's what I mean. 2 months and a half.
10 weeks.
10 weeks. 2 months and a half. That's 10 weeks.
Yeah, that is 2.5.
That's what I said. Months. All right, anyway. That's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now.
Where's Charlamagne? Has anybody spoke to him?
I don't know.
No one called him?
No. He's on the way. He's running late.
Okay.
800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night or bad morning. Whatever it may be, call us up right now. 800-585-1051. Call us. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like, that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like, I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad on The Breakfast Club, for real?
I'm mad because why y'all know y'all got a 6 a.m. morning show and y'all never at work on time at the same time? You Charlamagne and Yee. What's up with that, man?
What do you mean?
Man, life is hard out here in the streets.
Slow down. Who is never at work on time? Stop it.
Oh, you stopped it. You was late last week.
I was late one time in the past, like, year.
But you were late.
Charlamagne, stay late. Come on, bro.
What you want me to do? I'm black, okay? Unlike y'all, I stay making stereotypes true, okay?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is V from Louisiana.
Hey, tell them why you mad.
I am mad at you, DJ Envy.
Uh-oh.
Why you mad at me?
Because Keke Palmer dropped her EP, her visual EP, and I have not heard Hands Free on Revolt or your show. I am so mad at you.
How much they pay you to call up in?
nothing.
Oh, come on
nothing,
now. How much Keke Palmer people pay you? Come
all.
On now.
I swear, I am a fan. Let me tell you, I didn't even know that it dropped until, like, YouTube showed, like, the little preview thing. And I clicked it,
And I was like, now this is fly as hell for her to do this.
You didn't know Keke Palmer even dropped. I didn't know Keke Palmer did music. How about that?
He's all is that Charlamagne? Don't do it like that. Because she really is creative.
Well, I didn't know she did music. Y'all know she did music?
I didn't.
Well, you're going to make some people go check that out now.
Yeah, I'll go check for it, too. Hello, who's this?
This is Marcy from Yonkers.
Hey, Marcy, tell them why you're mad.
I'm mad because I have to do everything for my family for the holidays, and they're very privileged, and I'm the one who lives in the hood, and I just lost my job, and they don't care. I got to do Thanksgiving, Christmas.
What do you mean you have to do? Like, what do you have to do?
Because I'm a family-oriented person, and I like to bring them together, and they're privileged. And
so you two, hold on. You choose to do that. You don't have to do it.
Well, I choose to do it so everyone can have, you know, the family around and have memories. Listen, I don't want to tell you how privileged they are because I don't want to put them on blast.
You want to get paid.
They're privileged.
You want to get paid? If they paid you, would you feel better about it?
No, I want them to offer. I'll buy, you know, I'll do a pair of Jordans. I'll help Grandma buy the TV. I'll help with the Christmas. I'll help with the turkey.
She said you want to
do my whole thing is this, hon. Listen, if you want to do something that's great and do nice things for your family, you cannot then turn around and complain about it. You just have to really give because you want to give.
She just turned down getting paid for a new pair of Jordans.
I only complain because, come on now, you can offer something. It's just
did you say you want a new pair of Jordans after I said that you're unemployed and you should get paid?
The Jordan is just for the kids for the Christmas.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Sounds like they're for you. Hello, who's this?
This is Lawrence from Augusta.
Lawrence, tell him why you mad.
How Tiny gonna embarrass T.I. like that, man? I mean, I would have divorced her for taking the picture with him. And for her to be dancing with him, like, that's guaranteed, you know?
I don't think y'all realize how complicated it is for T.I. and Tiny to get married. T.I. and Tiny got 17 kids. This is a very complicated situation.
Well, we'll discuss a lot of the back and forth on social media that happened yesterday. So.
More happened?
Yes, more happened.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not easy to get a divorce when you got 17 kids, man.
Oh, my goodness.
And 14 of them still young.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Needed Me, Riri. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Listen, salute to the caller who said I'm always late. You know, he's absolutely right. And I'm going to tell you something else. Yesterday was my wife's born day. And, you know, her and her friend Ty, we all had like a dinner last night with family and friends. And, you know, it's very hard to come to work when you're out past 1 o'clock. But it's also very hard to come to work during the holiday season. We just came off Thanksgiving break, and all I'm thinking about is going back on break again for Christmas on the 15th. Ain't that a bad way to be thinking right now?
Yes. It's a terrible way to be thinking.
But all of y'all
I'm
are thinking
I'm trying to
that
handle
way,
all my business before I go on vacation so I can have a nice, clear head. So I've been going really hard.
But all of y'all are thinking that way, though. Envy, you not thinking about your Christmas break?
I am, right now.
Okay.
Plus, we got paid today. Anytime we get paid, when it's a payday, I wake up in the morning, the first thing I want to do is check my bank account.
Oh, I didn't even know we got paid.
I got to check my bank account.
Y'all must be rich.
I'm doing a heightened life. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell nobody no lies. Okay.
Now, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Since you're not going to lie, right?
Mm-hmm.
You going to tell everybody that you don't have that Cadillac that you said that you had, that Cadillac truck that's a 1984?
Yeah, I sold it for parts. Now I don't got nothing. Now I just catch Uber every morning.
Yo, shut up,
since
man.
Since he's not a liar. By the way, catching Uber every morning would probably be more expensive than having
it's
a
actually,
car.
It's actually not. It's actually not.
He uses the promo code and he gets discounts.
Because I just decided, you know, since I can't afford a car, I just use my promo code for Uber.
See?
And I just Uber. And then I expense it.
This guy's a liar. Okay.
Just telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way?
I mean, let's get into some of this back and forth that happened with T.I. versus Tiny yesterday. A lot of subliminals thrown and a lot of Instagram back and forth between friends as well.
They're too grown for that, by the way.
Right. Also, we will be discussing Kanye West, what they are saying caused his nervous breakdown.
Okay. We'll
He's
get into
scared.
All that when we
he
come
need
back.
A hug.
Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yeah. Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, in the wake of all the drama with the picture, the video circulating of Tiny dancing with Floyd Mayweather, T.I. posted, "I've never met a strong person with an easy pass. Be proud of your scars and that you're still standing." Message to the kids, always accept responsibility for your actions. Learn from them, be better, move forward, be happy. Don't make excuses when the heat's on you. Always be accountable and rise above whatever adversity life throws at you. Your past doesn't define you, your future does. Life has a way of allowing your bad decisions to take you to God's perfect place for you. All you got to do is be strong and stay solid. The fail is never as important as the fix. And don't let none of these ratchet-ass, low-life, miserable morons tell you different.
I saw that yesterday. I didn't think that was about...
I think it's probably about everybody weighing in on all the drama and not letting these ratchet people tell you any differently.
Yeah, I didn't think it was
And it
either.
Could be also him accepting responsibility for his actions as well, you know. Now, one of Tiny's best friends then was on Instagram, and she posted, if you know your man ate ish and a fine man worth $800 million grabbed you to dance, would you dance? Answer honestly below, I would.
Tell her shut the hell up. She's a bird then.
What?
She's a great bird. She said she would dance if a man, a multimillionaire asked her to.
$800 million, yeah.
So, but what's that got to do with her being married? If you're married and you're supposed to respect your vows and you're supposed to respect your man's wishes to not be around this dude, that should be enough to make you say no, you bird.
Well, this made it to the blogs because Tiny actually liked that post.
Oh, my God.
Charlamagne, would you dance?
Come on, man.
Yes.
Listen, that's a bird way of thinking. Like, isn't it the... You've taken your vows, Envy, right?
Yes.
Don't you respect those, right?
Yes.
Money don't got nothing to do with that. Can't nobody compromise the love you have for your wife and the vows for your wife because of some money? Because of a person's financial status?
Well, I guess the beginning when she said, if you know your man ain't ish and a fine man, whatever.
Well, if you know your man ain't ish, break up with your man.
A picture, a screenshot from TMZ of Tiny being arrested. She put, it's funny how much you do for a man. It's even funnier how fast he forgets. And then she put, let's be real effing clear. So... I don't know.
Ridiculous.
There's a lot of subliminals going on.
That was nothing was subliminal about what you just said, what that girl said. Not zero.
Because it's not Tiny posting it. It's her best friend, and she's liking the post, so I guess that's her way of, I don't know. But I'm just keeping you updated.
And you know the bad part about it is when everything comes public like this, then people want to justify their behavior because they don't want to look bad. So now it's like everybody coming at Tiny on her Instagram. So she like, well, look what he be doing. Mm-hmm. And he be doing this to me, and he be doing that to me. That's why I did this. Perception is everything.
Well, the fact of the matter is we have no idea what goes on in their relationship. So all we know is what we see on social media and in the news. All right. Now, Evelyn Lozada apparently is going to be returning to Basketball Wives L.A. She had posted yesterday that she had a big announcement, according to The Shade Room. They are saying that she is coming back and the show is going to start filming next week. And she will be a full-time cast member.
Why?
When the show returns.
She got a baseball player baby daddy. That man got a $300 million contract. Is she going back
Ain't
to
no
do reality
Ain't no basketball
TV?
Wife there. I don't know.
Exactly. Your man don't even play basketball. He plays baseball.
Bored. She's probably just bored.
Man, Jesus Christ.
All right. Now, Kanye, according to sources, are saying that what caused his nervous breakdown was it was the anniversary of his mother's death, and he's never really completely dealt with that. It was a lot of different things going on, though. It was a whole entire... A culmination of a lack of sleep, the pressures of touring, running his businesses, parenting, then providing emotional support to Kim Kardashian, who is suffering from her own emotional issues after the robbery in Paris. The same day that was his mother's funeral, November 20th, was the same day he canceled his show at the LA Forum. And then the next day, that's when he canceled the remainder of the tour. They're saying that the grieving and the stress over the past few months, November is always a difficult time for him just because that was his mom's funeral and everything just came to a head.
I'm sure it is, but why he don't ever rant about that? Why does he rant about Beyonce and Jay-Z and being pro-Trump and fashion?
It's something that's harder for him to even discuss if he hasn't dealt with it and put it out there. That might be something that is more difficult to
If you're looking for sympathy,
express.
It's just like, you know, talking to your doctor. You have to tell your doctor exactly what's wrong.
Well, I don't know that he's looking for sympathy. It seems more like
acting.
He has some things that he hasn't dealt with.
He's just acting on emotion.
Coming out in other ways.
So All of this other stuff is misguided anger is what y'all
it
are
could
saying.
Be.
Sounds like it.
Well, okay.
Right. All right, well, he's still in the hospital, and he's under heavy medical supervision. His wife, Kim Kardashian, is still there by his bedside, but they're saying now he's there on his own free will. He knows that if he doesn't stay and get taken care of, it could be even worse for him when he comes home. So
yeah, meaning that he'll get that lawsuit for canceling them damn shows.
I think at this point he could be okay because they've already diagnosed him.
Yeah.
But
I think he covered his ass on them lawsuits now.
Right, they've already diagnosed him with paranoia and with depression, so he could go home and be treated by his own doctor, but he's opting to stay under medical supervision in the hospital until he starts feeling better.
So what happens when Kanye rants again? Because it's going to happen. He's going to come out. Kanye is going to Kanye, we know that. So when he rants again, what do we chalk it up to?
Depression.
He said depression. Okay.
I mean, it's a real thing. I don't know. I've never had to deal with it, but a lot of people have, so I couldn't tell you.
So every time he rants from now on, he's depressed. Okay, I'm just trying to be clear on this. I want to be sure, want to make sure.
Well, they're saying that this just was a way more severe episode than anything that he's ever dealt with.
So that means we can never tell Kanye shut the hell up again when you at his concert and he just goes off for 20, 30 minutes. Remember that.
I don't think that...
Nah, just remember that. You can never say anything bad about Kanye again when he goes on these rants and tangents.
I don't know why you're going so hard on him for dealing with some type of mental illness.
I'm just telling y'all to deal with the reality situation. Next time Kanye goes on one of these rants at his shows, just know you can't go off on him because he's dealing with mental illness.
No, I think right now he's dealing with some things, and that's
why. So you're not
going
to be mentally ill a year from now?
Did you hear what they said, that he was dealing with a whole lot of things at once?
Girls, girls, girls!
Okay, he might not be dealing with all these things next year. He might go to the hospital, get treated by a psychiatrist, and overcome it.
Everybody remember the lack of consistency.
Let's hope so.
Next time he rants.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, Ms. Yee, thank you. Now we got front page news. What are we talking about in front page news, Yee?
We're going to talk about the Powerball, because, you know, we love talking about money.
I didn't play it. I'm so pissed off. I usually see it when it's over like 100, 200 million. I didn't see it this time.
You never tell us to go in together.
I definitely played it on Saturday.
You did?
When I was in South Carolina. Hell yeah. I saw that sign said $401 million. I said, hey, why not? Because you never know.
You never know. All right, we'll get into front page news when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk Powerball.
Yes, this was exciting for this group of people. A $421 million Powerball jackpot. It was claimed by 20 coworkers. They bought that ticket at a metal manufacturing plant, and they are going to split that. Now, when you break that down, that $421 million, if you take it in cash, you get $254 million. So each person would get $12.7 million before taxes.
God bless them, man. That is a blessing right before Christmas.
Absolutely.
Now you believe in Jesus. You know the reason for the season now.
How long does it take till you get your money?
I don't know.
I wonder.
I'm not sure.
When you claim your prize, what's like the waiting period?
I never won, so I couldn't tell you. Now let's talk about Thanksgiving meal where three people died.
Listen, I don't know how this happened, but it was a Thanksgiving meal sponsored by a church in Northern California. It was at Golden Hills Community Church's annual event. And apparently they had food that was from a number of local restaurants, from volunteers and nonprofit organizations. 800 people had got some meals, but then eight people got sick and had to go to the hospital. Out of those eight people, three people ended up never recovering and dying.
What? What happened?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Somebody got poisoned. I'm going to tell you something.
It's food poisoning.
The same way winning the lottery right before Christmas will make you believe in Jesus, eating some food in church and dying from it will make you not believe in Jesus, because they probably prayed over that food. I mean, that prayer over that food probably was amazing, but that blessing did nothing for you because you're dead now.
Terrible situation.
My goodness.
What if you didn't bless your food, though? What if you was the guy that while everybody was praying, you was thinking about something else, thinking, man, I'm hungry, but I can't wait to eat. I wish they'd shut the hell up and get this prayer over with. And then you one of the people that died after eating the food for not taking the prayer serious.
Mm. Well, we don't know exactly what happened, but we do know some food poisoning caused
Somebody killed somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody was sleeping with the pastor, and somebody's wife poisoned somebody's food.
Well, I don't know. They said eight people ended up getting sick, and
you got to get everybody. When you're trying to get one person, you got to cast a wide net.
Mm-hmm. My goodness. All right. Yeeks. What else? That's what we doing? Oh, okay. Now, let's talk about, this is a nasty story. I don't even want to do this story.
What's the story?
No, it's too sad.
About a 10-week-old baby. Yeah, tell the story.
Robert Davidson from Rockville, Maryland, has now been charged with sex abuse of a minor and first-degree child abuse.
Okay.
It was his daughter.
All right. Okay.
And she suffered severe trauma, a broken collarbone, and 34 rib fractures.
And what are we talking about?
And these injuries, he's facing up to 50 years in jail. She was only 10 weeks old.
I really need to know where y'all going with this one. What's the question?
There's no question. This is just disgusting. I don't even, like...
He's just a disgusting person. His own daughter, 10 weeks old, ends up killing her. And now he's facing 50 years in jail. It feels like 50 years isn't enough for that.
Nah, you should just get forever.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, when stuff home. When crimes like that happen, they just bring Cardi B in the courtroom to say forever.
There's no saving you.
There's no reason to be on this earth. Like, there's no reason to be in society.
Your lawyer, public defender, be like, what's forever? Forever, okay. That's what forever is. Forever, okay. Period. Mm-mm. Forever.
All right.
How old is he?
24.
Oh, no, that's not enough time. You need forever.
No.
Yeah, 50 years.
Die. You shouldn't be on this earth. We don't need you.
Because he still has a chance
to do it again.
Of coming home. Well, I doubt it at 70-something, but still, he shouldn't never be able to walk the earth. He shouldn't even have a hope of freedom ever again, period.
All right. I'm with you. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, this comes from Black Ink Crew. How far is too far for a bachelor party? Ooh. Are there limits now? Tell us about it, Yee.
Well, if you were watching Black Ink Crew Chicago, you would have seen that Dom was getting married and they were in Dominican Republic and they had a big house that they rented out and apparently they had some strippers come by and it got a little out of control. So out of control, as a matter of fact, that he was late for his own wedding the next day.
Now, when you say out of control, what do you mean out of control?
Well, we can't know exactly what happened, but he definitely took a couple of strippers up to the bedroom. We don't know what happened in there.
That's out of control.
They were definitely sitting on top of him outside. And her brother was there, by the way. His fiance, her brother was there as well. So it was a pretty wild time.
But we have actually audio of him explaining, I guess.
Don and I came to an agreement. He's going to have a bachelor party. But the number one rule is no touching. You can look, but don't touch. I mean, like, what happened? Did you take photos? Let me see the photos.
I mean, we took some pictures and stuff. You can look through that phone, man. I'm still kind of drunk, man.
That's way what? Give me the phone. If she didn't have no panties on, he'll be her. You go turn up with my fiance at his bachelor party and take pictures of a stripper with her all in his face, but he not about to marry your sister tomorrow?
Mm. I mean, it is a bachelor party, though. You can't put rules and limitations on a bachelor party.
Still cheating if it's a bachelor party, though.
I didn't have a bachelor party, but isn't the bachelor party like the last hurrah? Ain't you supposed to be getting it all out your system before you jump the broom?
I don't know about that, because is that what a bachelorette party's for, too? I'm thinking it's just a good time with your boys. It's more for them. You just have a good time. I don't think that you have to get everything out of it. It should have been out your system.
Yeah, I purposely
never. By the time you got engaged, it should be out of your system.
I don't even understand the point of bachelor parties. That's why I didn't have one. My whole life had been a bachelor party up until that point.
Yeah, I mean, I had a bachelor party. I mean, we all went to a strip club. We all drank. And so you get married to money. That's what it was. But you didn't go too far. I mean, it wasn't like it was a hotel and you had. Nah, it was just we all went to a strip club. We drank and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I think my pops might have went to my bachelor party.
And let's not act like girls don't be going to their little, what they call them?
Bachelorette.
Bachelorette parties and sucking penis. All right.
I've never been to a bachelorette party where that's happened.
I can't say that.
Ever.
Giving male strippers fellatio.
There you go. That's better.
Okay.
I've never seen that happen at a bachelorette party.
All right. Well, the question is 800-585-1051. How far is too far for a bachelor party? That is the question. Are there limits? 800-585-1051. If you had went to a crazy bachelor party, or maybe you had a crazy bachelor party.
And ladies, are you okay with your man having a bachelor party? What's the rules?
Okay. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Exchange, Bryson Tiller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're talking about bachelor parties. Now, this comes from Black Ink Crew. Angela Yee was watching it.
Yes,
and came
Black
in about
Ink
a
Chicago.
Crazy story. Tell
right.
us about it.
Don had these strippers there. I mean, they got strippers for him. And he had took a couple of them up to his room. And we don't know what went down in that room. I know they were listening at the door. And he just went a little crazy the night before his wedding.
But isn't that what bachelor parties are about? Personally, I didn't have a bachelor party when I get married. I just didn't see the point of it because I've been having fun my whole life. You know what I mean? So, but isn't the point of a bachelor party is to, like, get everything out your system before you jump the broom? Shouldn't you get a little crazy? Isn't that, like, your last moment to get crazy?
I don't know about your last moment to cheat, but it's just kind of hanging out with your fellas.
I say cheat. Men don't cheat. I say get crazy.
If you have sex with somebody, that's cheating.
Get crazy doesn't mean cheating. Men don't cheat, first of all. Let's be clear on that.
What do they do if they have sex with someone else?
Get crazy. Okay, so getting crazy.
Okay, I'll rephrase that.
Okay, maybe. So women can get crazy and men can get crazy the night before their wedding.
Men get mentally ill the night before their wedding.
Men
get mentally ill during their bachelor parties.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Like the Christ.
Like what the up? Christ?
I don't know That's if I right. want to talk to you, bro.
Okay, so what do you think about these bachelor parties?
So I think almost, you know, it's kind of unnecessary in a sense. Like Charlamagne said, you know, my whole life been a bachelor party up to that point.
Word.
You know, it's kind of like, why would I do that almost? Like, I got my girl right here, my wife. Maybe we could go together or something. That would be kind of hot. You know?
Have you ever been to one?
Yeah, I've been to one.
Was it crazy?
I mean, it was regular. But still, you know what I mean? I wouldn't want my wife touching penis.
I don't know if you can say touching penis on the radio.
Yeah,
You can say touching.
Okay.
That's basically my opinion on you.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is DJ Kid Cannon from DC, man. There's no rules to a bachelor party.
There's no rules.
No rules. You either have a party or don't. It's your last hurrah, man. You can't put the rules in play for the bachelor party.
So then there's no rules for a bachelorette party either.
No. Get your ass with a cupcake, baby. Do
you? Wow.
With a cupcake.
Now, what if your girl says to you, okay, you can have a bachelor.
I don't want to know what you did. You don't know what I did.
No, but what if she says, but out of respect for me, I don't want you to have any type of insertion of anything.
That's whack.
Okay, that's whack. That's way whack. And just say no bachelor party. Just say don't do it. At first, she shouldn't even marry that dude on Black Ink anyway. But anyway.
Why you say that?
Come on, man. I watched the show, man. Come on, man. He got babies on the side. Baby pop
up. Yeah, he did the most.
He got a little dirt under the rug. They should really take care of.
It doesn't look like that union's going to last.
Goodness gracious. Hello, who's this?
This is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, we're talking bachelor parties. What do you think about them?
Okay, so I have a, like, interesting story. So my older brother, him and his girl were together for, like, 10 years, right? As far as I know, he never cheated on her, nothing like that, whatever. But then on his bachelor party night, he ended up, like, getting his, you know what, messed with by a stripper.
Well, his what? So, what you mean is you know what?
We know what
you mean. Finish the story.
I don't really know how she found out, but she found out. Mm. And she broke off the whole thing. They don't even speak anymore.
Wow.
Like, you know, so I guess my thing is, like, if you have a bachelor party or a bachelorette party, it's cool to go have fun. Like, it's really technically speaking your last night on quote-unquote freedom, you know? So there's nothing wrong with going to a strip club. I mean, you know, that's fun and all, but don't cheat. Like, there's, like, a fine line. Like, you're still in a relationship. It's not just, like, a free pass to go do whatever the hell you want to do. Like,
right.
So don't let me have a bachelor party then. I didn't have a bachelor party. Actually, me and my wife and all our friends and family went to the club the night before we got married.
Well, at that time, you were with your wife for like 15 years.
Exactly.
You didn't need a bachelor party anymore.
I don't think no man.
A little different.
I'm going to be honest with you, men. Mm-hmm. Men, I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay, yeah.
None of us really deserve bachelor parties. Unless you was a super, super square who did nothing their whole life. You was with one girl. Then the night before, you might want to have a bachelorette party. See some new, fresh breasts before you get married, whatever.
It's not really for you. It's usually your guys take you out. Yo, let's go out the last night before you get married.
Yeah, all them bitter ass guys.
See you again,
all them bitter ass. All them bitter ass guys who ain't married. Mm-hmm. Are probably already been married, so they want them a free night.
Right.
They want to let their head down, okay?
I think it's too far when they go to Vegas or they go to Dominican Republic or they go to a place. That's what it's a little too far.
I don't care.
All right.
Last fling before the ring, never been my thing.
585-1051. We're talking bachelor parties. How far is too far for a bachelor party? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Sorry, Beyonce. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking bachelor parties. This is coming from Black Ink Crew. Now, tell us what happened. You watch it.
Yeah, he had a bachelor party in Dominican Republic. It was the night before his wedding, and it looks like things got very out of control. From the show, you could imply that he had sex with a couple of the strippers. He definitely had them on top of him, all kinds of compromising positions.
Don and I came to an agreement. He's going to have a bachelor party, but the number one rule is no touching. You can look, but don't touch. I mean, like, what happened? Did you take photos? Let me see the photos.
I mean, we took some pictures and stuff. You can look through that phone, man. I'm still kind of drunk, man.
That's way what? Give me the phone. If she didn't have no panties on, he'd be her. You go turn up with my fiance at his bachelor party and take pictures of a stripper with her all in his face? Like, he not about to marry your sister tomorrow?
Maybe I'm just confused on what a bachelor party is, because I really thought a bachelor party was when you have your last hurrah. It's your last fling before the ring.
It's supposed to be just a party. You're not supposed to have sex with anybody.
I don't see the point of being around a whole bunch of
naked
women.
It's like being in the strip club. Why do people go to a strip club? It's just a party, but it's you and all your boys. Now, I'm going to tell you what one of my friends who used to be a stripper said. She said that when she was a dancer, the parties that happen in the strip club are fine because it's monitored. You can't do certain things anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's when they have those parties in a suite in the hotel that things tend to get out of control. So she was saying if your man wants to have a bachelor party in the strip club, that's way safer and you can be more sure nothing's going to happen than if he has one at the suite.
But you know what?
And I'm going to tell you what happens too. A lot of time your friends get you all drunk and you don't even know what you're doing or what's going on, and they pressure you. Like, go ahead, come on, go get him. Because the main thing is they're trying to tell the strippers, get on the bachelor.
I thought the bachelor party was just a celebration as your last night as a single man.
Yeah, it's just a party. You're not supposed to have sex. Still, you're not supposed to cheat. Now, Mario Lopez.
Is there a handbook for this?
I mean, everybody's different. But Mario Lopez, if you remember, he was supposed to get married, and mm-hmm. he cheated at his bachelor party. And he said what ended up happening was he was supposed to go to Cabo to go marlin fishing with his boys. Then his cousin surprised him and said, no, we're going all these other places. They had strippers. And then his fiance, Ali Lange's sister, ended up getting a hold of a picture of him with in a compromising position.
Damn camera phones.
With the woman, and she called it off.
That's whack.
That's sore.
It's my bachelor party, man.
Now you're not supposed to be doing it little too much, though.
I'm still, though. We under the guise of it being my bachelor party. Like, Jesus Christ, I got drunk. I did some cocaine for the last time. I want to do all the coke I could before I got married. And I forgot what I did. Can't blame it on the cocaine?
No.
Mm-mm.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
We're talking bachelor parties. How far is too far?
Exactly what that guy did, taking those strippers upstairs to his room.
That's too far.
Way too far.
What if he took them up there to pray for him?
He's stupid.
No,
I
seriously.
Doubt it.
How you know he wasn't in there praying?
Well, why would you take some strippers to a hotel room to pray?
Because it's nice, safe space.
Yeah. Shut up, man. Hello, who's this?
Shane Sizemore from Mommy's Rook, Ohio.
Hey, we're talking about how far is too far for a bachelor party.
Right. No. All right. First off, like, it's way too far to do anything further than having a good time. Having a good time to me does not mean sexual relations with another girl or guy.
So what do you mean? You like having a good time for you just having sex with your spouse?
Well, I mean, if you're having a bachelor party, I've been to multiple bachelor parties, and not one did I think about getting father or husband to be laid, like, at all.
Right.
True.
You're just an evil person if that's your goal for your friend.
Yeah, I mean, well, one, like, I'm the guy that, you know, I catch feelings, and I, you know, what if, you know, down the road, you and your wife have problems, and that girl that, you know, had a good time with, mm-hmm. you're thinking about that night, you're like, oh, that was a good night, I had a good time that night. And you're like, oh, I could just Facebook her, hit her up sometime.
Well, you know, I came up with some alternatives to the traditional bachelor party, right? You can still have a good time. You can have a spa day. You can go fishing.
Gay.
You guys can go to the movies. You can go to a Broadway play.
Gay.
You can go to dinner. You can have a...
Why am I dating my boys the night before my wedding?
You can have a video game tournament.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to a spa day with
you. No, I would think it's like your groomsmen and your best man. You kind of take them out.
We're not dating my boys a day before my wedding.
You guys like spas. I don't care what y'all say.
Not
just
with
like
each
we
other.
Like
I'm
it.
I'm never going to be like, yo, Charlamagne, let's go to spa, bro.
You want me to date a man?
Y'all probably would love it.
You want me to date a man a day before my wedding?
You guys can go fishing.
I'll go fishing.
Fishing is cool.
You can go mountain biking.
I'm not going mountain biking.
Yeah, little short shorts.
Video game tournament.
No, I'm not into video
game. You should be growing up by then.
You guys can go to dinner.
Listen, man, the moral of the story is what happens at the bachelor party stays at the bachelor party. What happens at the bachelorette party stays at the bachelorette party. All of y'all talk too much. Why are we discussing this? Why is this on Snapchat? Why are the reality cameras rolling? Why are the reality TV cameras rolling?
They used to have a show called Stag that was all about bachelor parties. That show was crazy. I don't know if y'all saw it. It was like the same people who did Cheaters.
You looking to get in the utmost trouble and piss your wife off, woman off, wife to be by putting your bachelor party all over the TV and camera. Stop it.
Now, we got rumors on the way.
Well, yes. Let's talk about some nice things. I was really inspired by a letter that Serena Williams wrote, and I'll tell you what's in that letter. Also, Darren Sharper sentenced in a multi-state rape case. We'll tell you
now,
what
he ain't getting enough time
either. Sentence two.
Okay. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
So yesterday, former NFL star Darren Sharper was sentenced to 20 years in prison. Now,
wow.
That is a multi-state rape case. As many as 16 women were involved. This all happened because women were saying that they partied with him and then something managed to get slipped into their drinks and they woke up not knowing what was going on. One woman, Jane Doe 2, said that she her surfing career spiraled downward afterwards. She lost her self-confidence. She lives in fear. And at one point, she even considered suicide. Another woman said she was with a friend when she was drugged by Darren Sharper in his hotel room 3 years ago. They met at a Sports Illustrated 50th anniversary party. She woke up on a bed with her clothes on. There was blood coming out of her nose. She did not know where she was. She said her friend had been sexually assaulted and both of them fled from the room, fearing for their lives.
First of all, Darren Sharper should have got way more time than 20 years. That's number one. And
hell
number two,
yeah.
Number two, he's the guy y'all should check for mental illness because something wrong with him.
He's definitely.
He's a good-looking man.
Mm-hmm.
He had money. and he's still out here raping all of these women, a serial rapist, something's wrong with him.
That sounds crazy.
He's got an issue.
Yeah, it's definitely an issue. And it was a plea deal that he negotiated with prosecutors in four states. He'll be eligible for parole in about 8 years because California law does require that he serve half his sentence, and he's already been in jail for more than 2 years since his arrest. But they're saying he could get more, he'll probably serve more time. That is if an appeals court upholds an 18-year prison sentence that was handed down by a judge in New Orleans who rejected the deal as too lenient. So he did appeal that sentence as well. But he was secretly putting drugs in these women's glasses and insisting that they drink.
Well, karma's real. He going to the right place to receive that crumb, that karma.
He definitely should be.
Guard your butt, Darren. Okay?
Whew, all right. Now let's discuss. This is a lovely story. We'll talk about Serena Williams. She did an open letter in Porter Magazine, and this letter is for women who are striving for excellence. She said, when I was growing up, I had a dream. I'm sure you did too. My dream wasn't like that of an average kid. My dream was to be the best tennis player in the world, not the best female tennis player in the world. She says she started her fight when she was 3 and she hasn't taken a break since. She said, but as we know, too often women are not supported enough or are discouraged from choosing their path. I hope together we can change that. For me, it was a question of resilience. What others marked as flaws or disadvantages about myself, my race, my gender, I embraced as fuel for my success. I never let anything or anyone define me or my potential. I controlled my future. But she said, as women, we have to break down many barriers on the road to success. One of those barriers is the way we are constantly reminded we are not men, as if it's a flaw. People call me one of the world's greatest female athletes. Do they say LeBron is one of the world's best male athletes? Is Tiger? Why not? They are certainly not female, so we should never let this go unchallenged. So your gender should not play a part in how great you are. All right. Kylie Jenner, 21 Savage, is trying to get his hands on
Kylie. He trying to holler, boy.
Dropping the clues bombs to 21 Savage, my favorite rapper of the year by far.
Now, TMZ was talking to him and asked about Kylie, and here is how he responded.
I heard you have a thing for Kylie, bro.
Tear that ass up.
Really? What would Tyga say about that, though?
Shit.
Do you think you could be a better provider for Kylie than Tyga?
I don't know. I like their relationship.
You like their relationship?
21 Savage said, look, man, I'm just going to hit Kylie with no condom and make her eat a Plan B. That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay?
Listen, now what happens if Tiger runs into 21 Savage?
You're going to get shot if you don't mind his business.
You know, now can I do a song with him ever after
no.
he said that about his girl? I don't know, but we do know that Kylie takes great care of her man. I don't know what's going on between the two of them. His Ferrari, yeah, he got repoed, she got him a Bentley.
If anything, Tiger should take it as a compliment because his girlfriend is a public figure.
And he did say she's the baddest chick.
Yeah, and she's a public figure, you know? Like, it's nothing wrong with a guy lusting after your woman.
If somebody said it about your woman, though, does that mean that you mad at him? Or you?
Not when she's a public figure.
But
you know how many
not,
men lust after Beyonce? Like, come on. I mean, men lust after Michelle Obama? Come on.
That's true, but when you get disrespectful, like, there's certain things.
What was disrespectful about what 21 said?
Let's hear what he said one more time. Is this disrespectful?
What's disrespectful?
I heard you have a thing for Kylie, bro.
I'll tear that ass up.
Really?
Is that disrespectful?
He said, I'll tear that ass up.
I'd rather you say, I want to make love to her long.
Or how about, she's a beautiful woman.
She's a beautiful woman. She has a great personality.
I'll tear that ass up, man. 21.
Is that a compliment? Right?
Yeah, that's a compliment.
Keep your compliments.
It's a compliment from 21 Savage.
What if he says, I'll tear that ass up and then make her take a Plan B?
That's thank you.
What?
At least you're looking out for her well-being. Don't make her raise a child that you don't plan to take care of.
All right, I'm Angela
Yee.
Why don't
y'all look at the bright side of the situation?
Oh, my goodness.
Man offer you a Plan B, that's a good thing. The man is telling you right there from this point.
I'm not going to take care of the baby.
I'm not going to take care of the baby.
You better take this.
There you go. So which one you want?
Goodness gracious. All right, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Donkey today. Who you giving it to?
Speaking of taking care of their kids or not taking care of their kids, okay, we need Michael Felger to come to the front of the congregation. You don't know who Michael
Who's
Felger
that?
Is.
Yeah.
He's a radio talk show host in Boston, okay? He's out here telling people how they should be taking care of their family situations and home situations, and he needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right, we'll get that on next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
All right. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, November 30th, goes to WBZ-FM sports radio talk show host Michael Felger. All right, salute to everybody listening to us in Boston right now on Jammin' 94.5. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Jammin' 94.5, damn it. I'll be there this weekend at the Wilbur Theater doing my Brilliant Idiots podcast live. But it's not about me right now. It's about Michael Felger, okay? Michael Felger was commenting on Boston Celtics big man Al Horford. The commentary wasn't about Al's post-up game or his defense or his will to win or lack thereof. The commentary was about the birth of Al Horford's newborn child. Now, on Monday night, Al Horford missed the Celtics' win against the Miami Heat because of his daughter's birth. Conversation should just stop right there, okay? The birth of a child is top three valid reasons to miss work, top three valid reasons to miss anything, okay? Being there for the birth of your child isn't even negotiable, you know, when it comes to having to be somewhere. Nor can somebody be upset at you for missing whatever it is you choose to miss because of it, okay? Well, Michael Felger feels otherwise. Do we have the audio from CSNN? Do we have it? Let's hear it.
Al Horford, your $30 million man, however much you pay him a year, sat out tonight because he had a birth of his kid in Atlanta. The game was in Miami.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know when you make $30 million a year, it ain't much to get a private jet to fly down at 3 o'clock from Atlanta, 90-minute flight to Miami, play the game, and come right back. I'm sure his wife is in the hospital surrounded by nurses, mothers, aunts, relatives. I just
say it, Felger. Spit it out.
I would have gone to the game. I would have played the game. If there were complications...
Okay.
You know, take that all off the table. If the mother or the child or something happened where there were complications, then I totally understand that. But if it's just a generic childbirth, go play the game, for God's sake.
Generic childbirth.
That is by far, that is by far the worst hot take I've heard on any subject all year. Okay?
That's funny.
First of all, don't spend my money for me. Don't tell me it ain't much to get a private jet. Don't tell me the co-owner of my team would pay for it, because none of that matters. Okay, none of that matters. I'm not missing my child's birth, running out of my kids, you know, first moments on this life for a game. Michael Felger called Al Horford's daughter being born a generic childbirth.
Wow.
That's I got crazy. Two kids. Wasn't nothing generic about either one. Two different kids, two different experiences. Envy, you got 13 kids.
I got five.
Did any of those 13 births feel generic?
No, I was at all of them. They were all different.
There's no such thing as a generic childbirth. Now, that was a generic-ass game. Okay, he's playing the Miami Heat in the regular season. Wasn't no NBA championship, no playoff game, just a regular-ass generic game in a long-ass 82-game season. He's going to play the Miami Heat again, but he will only get to see this daughter of his born once. So I'm pretty sure Al Horford made the right decision. Look, Michael Felger, don't go chasing players' personal business. Stick to the points, rebounds, and discussions about defense that you're used to. I am a cold-hearted individual. Okay, I lack sympathy and empathy for a lot of things, but even my evil ass understands the importance of a man being there for the birth of his child. I don't care what your job is. There is not a real man in America who wouldn't put aside whatever their job or career is to be there for the birth of his child. Now, I understand it's really, really complicated situations and things happen where sometimes you're on the road and you can't get there in time, but even in those situations, I guarantee the man is dropping everything and rushing to his wife's side to be there for the birth of their child, okay? Can we hear what Michael Felger said just one more time. One more time, please. One more time.
Al Horford, your $30 million man, however much you pay him a year, sat out tonight because he had a birth of his kid in Atlanta. The game was in Miami.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know when you make $30 million a year, it ain't much to get a private jet to fly down at 3 o'clock from Atlanta, 90-minute flight to Miami, play the game, and come right back. I'm sure his wife is in the hospital surrounded by nurses, mothers, aunts, relatives. I just
say it, Felger. Spit it out.
I would have gone to the game. I would have played the game. If there were complications,
okay,
you know, take that all off the table. If the mother or the child or something happened where there were complications, then I totally understand that. But if it's just a generic childbirth, go play the game, for God's sake.
Michael Felger, what kind of generic-ass sociopath are you? Boston, put me on the game about this guy, Michael Felger. Does he kill kittens in his spare time? Is he sitting around trying to lick his elbow? Why is he so cold and crazy? Please give Michael Felger the biggest. Oh, no, you know what? I'm going to give Michael Felger the smooth sounds of the hammer tones. I'm going to do him a solid.
Sing to him.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
If you see Michael Felger today, you work with him, or you just see him out and about, you know, locally in Boston, just make sure you sing the smooth sounds and the Hamiltons. I'll just walk by him and go, hee-haw, hee-haw, all day long.
I wonder if he would miss his wife's childbirth for real, for to go to work.
He said when she had a baby, he only missed one day at work, but I mean.
Okay, he missed a day.
Technically, that's all day. Al missed. Yeah. Like, I don't get
that's
it.
One day at work.
All right.
Well. So he should have maybe went to work then, if she had a generic childbirth also.
By the way, it's always the person who never had a baby saying things like the baby was generic. It's a generic childbirth.
That sounds crazy. Right. I've never heard of it. It's a generic childbirth.
Well, yeah, I want to know what
it's generic. I would think every childbirth is different.
They all different.
You've had 25 of them. Were
five.
They, any of them the same?
They weren't the same. They definitely weren't the same. Every experience was different.
Yeah, some could be a
C-section.
And I didn't
miss any.
No,
I didn't miss
thing is a generic childbirth.
Nah. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, when we come back, ask Yee 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can call Yee right now. She'll put you live on the air and help you with your stuff. All right? 800-585-1051.
Oh!
You frozen? He's a mannequin? You're moving. You have a booger. Charlamagne, stop it. I actually like Charlamagne like this. Amber, you blinked.
105.1, let's go. It's the Breakfast Club morning.
105.1, no, we're syndicated, you dumbass.
That was All Falls Down. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Damien from Miami.
Why you change your voice like that, Damien?
Yeah, you know.
All right, what's your question for you, bro?
So there's this homegirl that I work with, mm-hmm. you know, she cute. I think I'm feeling her or whatever. But my supervisor is a boyfriend.
Okay.
And
so she's not available.
I don't know, but she's giving me vibes though.
What is giving you vibes? Like, be more specific.
She smile at a nigga when she come in. She brings food and whatnot.
I don't know if that's giving you vibes or maybe she's just nice.
Jeez, Angela, come on. Not every woman in there bring food and whatnot and smile like that. That's confusing.
Okay, so it's confusing that she smiles and gives you some soup.
No. That's not confusing. What's confusing is that if everybody else is not doing it, why is she doing it?
So she's giving soup only to you and only smiling at you?
Well, I know she's I see what you're saying.
Come on now, sir. Just because she's doing that, don't read too much into it. What's more important to you, your job or flirting with this your supervisor's girlfriend?
I mean, of course the job, but
okay, so there's your answer.
Instant gratification, you know. But yeah, you're right, it's the job.
Yeah, this just seems silly to me. First of all, I don't even know that she's really flirting with you because she smiles at you and brings you soup. She probably smiles at everyone, and you're not the only person who's getting soup, right?
Yeah.
All I know is this. If you act out of order and you don't know what's going on, and she goes and tells your supervisor, who's her boyfriend, that, oh, you know, he tried to say this, this, and that to me, you know what's going to happen to you?
Sheesh. Yeah.
Okay, so let's be smart about things. Mind your business and find you somebody who's available or at least somebody who's not dating your supervisor.
Okay, hey, tell Charlamagne, DJ Avi, I said, what up?
They right here.
What's up, G?
What's up, bro?
How you?
I smiled at these guys and I brought them soup and they don't think I'm flirting.
Yeah, but they're gay, though.
Okay, true.
True.
Who gave me an Emmy?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh. All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. You can call her right now if you have a question about your relationship. She can help you out. Yee, what line?
Let's do caller one.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Rihanna.
Hey, Rihanna, what's your question for Yee?
Rihanna, like the singer.
Oh. Hey, Riri.
Hey. What's up, Yee? Hey, everybody. Okay, so I have a job / kind of like a career, but I'm kind of looking for something better. I'm a recent graduate. I graduated last year with my bachelor's degree in theater arts and a minor in communication. So I was basically trying to, like, I don't know where to start because I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Great city.
Yeah,
great
we love
state.
Milwaukee.
Yes, represent 414, stand up. So I'm really just trying to get my name out there. I like to do what you guys do.
I've always been into communications. I'm a public speaker person. I write, read, listen, everything. And I'm just not sure where to start. Like, I really want to get out there and get known. I really hate that I missed you when you came.
I'll be back. Don't you worry. I'll be back.
Okay, right. Okay, and we going to meet and chop it up. But I'm just not sure where to start. You know, I like what you guys do. I kind of want to do something like that.
Okay.
Radio, TV, journalism, anything that has anything with, you know, communication rules the nation.
I think you should just start with home first.
Shut up. Okay, now let me give you some advice. First of all, I think it's great for you to get out and network and go to whatever networking events that you can go to, whatever the radio station has going on, any type of local shows, whatever is happening in Milwaukee, make sure that you are out and about and networking, meeting who you need to meet, sending out emails to people that you meet, following up and doing all of that, offering your services. Even if you have to work and not make any money on the side from your job and do what you got to do, you got to get your name out there, get your face out there, get your voice out there.
Yes, I volunteer at my local library, and I love it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully they will hire me on, and I can just move forward from there. But I will definitely do that. I will definitely do that.
Right. I think it's really important for you just to get your foot in the door. Like, if you go to the radio station, it's V100.7. If you go down there and you see what openings are available, even if it's somebody's assistant, anything to get your foot in the door, even if you're working in the sales department, it's not necessarily the department that you want to get into, but just get your foot in the door, get in the building at whatever radio station, television station, magazine, newspaper you can get into. Go ahead and get in there. Once you get in there, connect those dots.
I surely will do that.
And remember, everything, you see the three of us up here, it took a long time for us to come together and get to the point that we're at. So, you know, be patient with your journey.
Oh, yes, definitely. I've been patient, and I'm going to be patient, you know. So one day, I might be in the studio. Y'all might be interviewing me. Like, remember?
Okay, I'm going to remember.
Good luck to you.
And keep your positive attitude and your spirit going.
Okay, thank you, guys. Hey, Charlamagne.
Hey, baby. God got a plan for you.
Hey, mama.
God got a plan for you.
What's the plan?
God got a plan for you.
That's the positive thing you threw out there?
I'm telling her, God got a plan for her. God do got a plan for her. I like when people have goals and dreams and aspirations. I'd rather her pursue a career in radio than want to be on somebody's stripper pole or be on reality TV acting a damn ass because Mona Scott Young giving you $1,500 an episode.
All right.
Well, if you're lucky.
ASCII.
Well, that was a
mouthful. ASCII.
Oh, y'all thought you were doing the mannequin challenge. You started yawning.
Yeah, what just happened?
Call up right now. We got rumors on the way, E?
Yes, we're going to talk about an artist that actually just performed two songs and got off the stage. People are upset. They're disappointed. They're mad. I'll be mad, too, because I like a lot of his songs, okay? Also, Mariah Carey. Who was she caught tonguing down?
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club going.
Most Dangerous Morning Show, The Breakfast Club. Angela Yee.
Hey, what's up, Charlamagne?
I'm really tired of looking at this Martin Luther King dad hat. That's what we got to throw this up.
You going to throw it away?
I mean, no disrespect.
Somebody might like that.
No disrespect to whoever sent this up here. But
it's a dad hat. It's pink, and it has Martin Luther King wearing a crown on it.
Dad hats have officially jumped the shark. Why?
No, because that's like saying fitteds have jumped the shark.
Ain't no Martin Luther King Jr. fitted, bruh.
But I'm just saying, I like dad hats. I like the way they fit. I think on women especially, they're really cute.
I like dad hats too, but everything don't have to be on a dad hat. And Martin Luther King wearing a crown, especially on a pink dad hat, is one of those things.
Perfect for you, bro.
It ain't Black History Month. Martin Luther King's birthday is around the corner.
Wait, hold on now. Just because it's not Black History Month doesn't mean you can't wear
The only reason I don't throw this hat in the trash is because Martin Luther King Jr. is on it. You know when you're walking down the street and somebody hands you a pamphlet about God and Jesus and you want to throw it in the trash?
I guarantee you, if you wore that somewhere, somebody would compliment you on it.
For wearing a pink dad hat with Martin Luther King
Jr.
Yes,
I promise you somebody's going to be
like... It don't even really look like Martin Luther King.
This might be Martin Luther the Queen because it's on a pink hat.
It might be.
Look at his lips. His lips are a little pursed. This might be Martin Luther the Queen. I'm not going to lie to you.
He actually looks like, that looks like just like somebody I know.
I mean, like Martin personally. You don't know Martin Luther King Jr.?
No, somebody I know personally. Like one of my
friends.
Oh,
no. All right. Well, rumors on the way, E. What are we talking about?
I said we are talking about an artist who I really like, and I like his music. We might have just played one of his songs. And
you had to catch it.
He just ended his show abruptly and left the stage, and people are upset about it. Also, we'll talk about Mariah and who she was tonguing down.
All right, catchy, catchy, catch.
Ye, ye going to hell. That's, I'm telling you, that's somebody like somebody passing the Jesus pamphlet. You didn't pick it up.
You didn't pick it up.
You just letting Martin Luther King fall to the ground.
That's not Martin Luther King.
Who is that? Now it ain't Martin Luther King. When you didn't catch it, it ain't Martin Luther King. Now it's Malcolm Jamal Warner.
It's my boy Prevail from Detroit.
All right, rumors on the way. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Jeremih has some of my favorite songs, and he was performing on stage in Chicago. He did two songs, and then this happened.
What happened now?
So he said they some haters, F y'all. So people were complaining because they paid their money. He's on tour at Party Next Door.
Mm-hmm. Why he only did two songs, though?
Well, he went on Twitter. He said, Chicago, you know I love y'all. I didn't say F y'all. I said, they some haters, F y'all. Okay? And he said he was talking to, I guess, the sound people that cut off his ears while he was performing. So I guess he couldn't hear anything. He said, truth is, they didn't want me to perform tonight. It's sad people will take your money and blatantly make it seem like I only want to do two songs.
Maybe he's mentally ill.
Why is everybody mentally ill with you?
I guess they cut him off after only two songs. So he's saying he wasn't saying
F y'all. Oh, so it wasn't him that walked
up
the stage.
He did walk off the stage, but he's saying he wasn't saying F y'all to the crowd. He was saying the sound people cut him off.
Well, let's not rush to judgment. He could be mentally ill.
Oh, stop it.
All right. Now, Khloe Kardashian, people were saying that she had a sweatshop after she posted some videos on Snapchat talking about her good American jeans and how they are made. Listen to this.
We are at my good American denim factory. Look at these rolls and rolls of denim. Don't f*** it up. All the pressure's on you and my good American clients. Hand sanding each pair of denim. Absolutely crazy. She is actually putting every single hole in the ripped denim by hand on every single pair of jeans. That's absolutely crazy.
What's the problem?
Well, people started saying she had a sweatshop and they were criticizing her, and she fired back and said, watch your mouth. All make salaries and all are employed in L.A. Know your info before you chime in. So she says that it means the world to her that her jeans are made in the USA.
The fact that she even had to respond to that is ridiculous.
Plus, you know people be having jokes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, Jesus Christ, come on.
You know, you just be like, LOL, come on, y'all. Y'all know this ain't a sweatshop.
Yeah, if you know you're paying your employees, what's the problem?
Yeah, but she got offended and upset about that for whatever reason. All right, Mariah Carey. Now, there were these rumors that part of the reason why her engagement got broken off was because of her choreographer. And he thought that she was romantically involved with her choreographer. But apparently now it seems like the two of them have been together quite a bit. And there's actually, according to Us Weekly, pictures of them. They were all over each other. They were not wanting to be more than a few feet apart. They swam in the ocean. He picked her up. He kissed her. She was jumping into his arms. And he bent her back over his knee like they were dancing. They were holding hands. He gave her a piggyback ride, all of that.
I do that with my wife all the time.
Well, the only problem is this is her choreographer.
No.
So, apparently, some people are trying to say that they're dating now, and that does seem like dating.
That's good, because Mariah's probably actually looking for love now. I mean,
and that's how J-Lo came up. Remember, she started messing with her choreographer also.
After a while, you got to just lower your standards, okay? You dated Nick Cannon, you had a couple kids, he's worth $50 million. You dated a billionaire, that didn't work out. So now you got to really date for love.
And he's 33 years old.
Who's going to love you more than a young choreographer?
They ain't got nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Mariah means the world to him. He need the job security. Congratulations to them. Drop on the clues bombs from Mariah Carey and Bay.
Now let's go to court. We'll talk about Kevin Roper. That's the driver who struck Tracy Morgan and nearly killed him. He has pleaded guilty yesterday to vehicular homicide and four counts of aggravated assault from that crash that killed, of course, Tracy Morgan's good friend, James McNair. Now, as part of that deal, he's going to do a 3-year intervention program that includes 300 hours of community service. If he stays out of trouble, then the charges will be dropped. The judge will sign off on that deal. And, of course, we know Walmart did reach that settlement.
You don't go to jail for killing people? Why? Because it was an accident?
Yeah, it was an accident.
Yeah, okay.
All right, and Designer, by the way, his charges are also dropped. His charges for possession will go away. His record will be clear. They have sealed the case, dismissed the charges yesterday also. So this was good news for Designer. He initially had been hit with intent to sell, menacing, and possession of a loaded gun, but they never found a gun. The drugs were steroids that were most likely prescribed to the driver, who was also security. So all of that is cleared.
Designer ain't selling no drugs. Clearly using them, but he definitely not selling. Drop on the clues bomb for Designer, damn it. Glad to hear the brother got his charges dropped.
Yep.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. Hit your request in right now. You can follow me on Instagram or Twitter and hit me up on there. All right? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.